What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, this makes you want to fuck. Oh man, you want to fuck to this. Absolutely want to fuck to this.
Definitely lay pipe to this.
There it is, folks.
Holy shit.
There it is. That's the full version, man.
Wow, dude. Wow. Yo, shout out Roy Burns for that. Yo, that was amazing. Holy fuck.
Yo, he killed that.
Dude, I want to use that as our intro song when we walk into the new studio.
We should.
Oh, my
God,
dude. That's so good.
Hilarious.
We have to use that when we walk into the new studio. Holy fucking
shit. We do have a confession, though. We had that made.
Yeah, that was made. That was created by Roy Burns. Shout out Roy Burns, man. Yeah,
shout out Roy Burns. That was incredible.
Brown, 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 brown.
Wow, that was sexy, dude. I was feeling it. Wow.
Yeah, that song, you definitely want to fuck to that song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how Roy Burns.
It really sounds like that would have been the full version of that song.
Yeah. I don't know how Roy made it. Like, that would make me want to jack off with a tuxedo on.
Yeah.
Like, that shit felt
like James Bond would.
Yeah. That felt like Great Gatsby or something. No, yeah, definitely more James Bond.
Yeah.
That's the music.
Like, he's with the Bond girl at the craps table.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to the bathroom and jerks off. That's what it made me feel like.
Yeah. Or that's the song that plays when husbands are jerking off while their wife is home. And they're walking around with their fucking hard penis like a pistol, like a silenced pistol.
And they got to make it to the guest bathroom.
Yeah, they got to make it to the guest bathroom.
Without being caught. Get the incognito link up on their phone. Slide in the pocket.
Changing outfits to be other people in the house to get to the guest bathroom.
Yeah, I'm the plumber. I heard there was a tube broken in the guest bathroom.
Bow, wow, wow,
oh,
wow.
Man. That was good.
Man, that was... Woo. You definitely want to fuck to that. Man. Beat the shit out of your meat. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into today's episode, we want to let you know that Cody and I, as TMG, collaborated on a three-part series called Better Than New, which is going to be centered around eBay's growing certified refurbished category.
That's right. We wrote and produced the series, and we're very proud of it.
We actually are. It actually turned out turned out great.
Yeah, I think it turned out really funny, and we actually got to work with Broadway Video. We got to work with some writers from Broadway Video. They're the ones that produce SNL. Sorry, and so we got to workshop with them, figure out the concept and everything, and then we wrote the scripts, and then we rented a warehouse and we shot them, and they turned out really funny.
Yeah, so the first episode is going live on the TMG For Real IG handle this Friday, February 26th. You can also check out the teaser the day before. They're short little videos. I think they're pretty entertaining. They're a great piss take.
Yeah.
Sitting down for a pee, awesome content for a quick pee take.
Yep, I agree. Also,
before
we get into the episode, if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the like button. That helps us very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you if you do that. All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy.
Should we do a big RIP to all the fallen soldiers this week?
Guys, we want to give a quick Just a quick in memoriam. I just want to give a quick tribute to all our fallen men this weekend. Luke, why don't we show the people what?
Why don't we run it?
We'll be good.
Let's run it.
You know, and just while we watch this, guys, please remember, be respectful. You know,
this pour is one serious out, stuff. I would say. Yeah, this is not really a laughing matter. This is a tribute, so just keep that in mind, okay?
Let it go.
No, I'll be respectful.
How much more can he take? Denise, that's it. Chris Lambert buckled, back it up. Same.
Oh shit, young blood! Oh shit! Hey! Hey, you ain't fucking around, guys!
Bro.
Oh my god.
Bro, first of all, hold on.
Yo, Nate, thank you for. Just a little.
All
I'm
over.
Poured that right in on my fucking crotch.
It's like, yeah. I'm a wet ass now for the rest of the episode.
Bro. First of all, Nate, 10 out of 10. You know what would have taken it to 11 out of 10? Is if Nate did an extra one of Spencer Jones' buddy, and if it was like Spencer Jones' boy in his fur jacket, you know, question mark to 2021. You know what I mean? His boy, that whole scenario, man.
Yeah. Wait, that's the guy that was beside him, right? That got slammed into the wall right by the stall?
Let's get to that.
That was the worst part of that video.
Let's talk about that in a second. First of all, I completely forgot about that flying knee this weekend. Holy fucking shit. Shout out Derek Lewis, man. He uppercutted the shit out of Curtis Blades, dog.
Wait, was that the first lagging one?
Yeah, that was like
the second. Am I?
Yeah, you got that young lag.
Sorry, we're back.
God damn, I forgot about that flying knee, bro. Oh my god. That has to be the recurring bit now. Just in memoriam every fight weekend.
That'll be the new fight corner. Like you know, usually we'll talk about it for 20 minutes. Instead, we'll just do a quick RIP.
Just a
we'll
quick
pay our respects to the fallen, then we'll move on.
Don't have to explain shit, yo. Your face on the fucking knee was priceless.
it was rough, dude.
Somebody got hit by a train, bro.
I mean, that's basically what it is.
It's
hard to watch.
I mean, man, did I met? Oh, hold on, forgetting the dude's name. Hold on. What's his name? We did not. I should have told Nate to get the Eddie Wineland knockout. Oh my god, dude.
So there was another one.
Oh, the Eddie Wineland one is brutal. He's like on his feet, just going. Just kidding.
And those were all this weekend?
Yeah. People got murdered this weekend. It happens that way sometimes with the UFC. Like, you go a few cards, and then you just get a card where everybody dies. It's like fight six.
I feel like I shouldn't
six.
Be laughing at that.
You shouldn't, but you're like, by the sixth fight, you're like, okay, I didn't need that much violence.
You're six just people desensitized get, to it.
Yeah. So
the Barstool one was brutal, dude.
Bro, so I don't know what happened prior, but I've watched it way too many times. But it seems like they touched up that kid because he's got the bloody nose. And the dude in the fur jacket, he's like looking in the mirror, rubbing his chin, and then he keeps going, look at me, bitch. I think they like got into it, and he's saying like, oh, you didn't do shit. Like, he's like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
The guy in the fur jacket said that.
Yeah, I think that's what he was implying because he kept looking at his chin in the mirror. And I think the sweet poetry in that scenario is he's the one who ends up on the ground getting fucking annihilated against the fucking wall.
Oh, dude, the last little bit of him, like the first guy gets, that's Spencer, whatever his name is,
Spencer
football
Jones,
player, something like that?
Yeah.
The first guy, Spencer Jones. Okay, so that's Spencer Jones. The first guy like licks his fingers and then starts fucking him up.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on in the clip, his buddy, gets taken up like this and slammed against the wall, and it looks like he gets knocked out.
I don't know if he got knocked out, but he's getting pieced up. Because his boys is, you
know. I'm fucking so delayed again. Hold on, dude. I'm so delayed again.
Oh.
We're back. Okay. What were we discussing? So, I'm sorry. Technical issues. They're over.
That's fine. All right. So, dude getting battered against the wall.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What was great about the shorter dude, this is my fucking fight analysis. Him grabbing the blood off his nose and holding his hand out like that was genius.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah, he grabs the blood and he's rubbing it and he puts it in his hand.
Why did I think he was doing some freak shit? Like he was like, about like this. Like I thought he licked it and wiping it together. Like the dude was like, what are you going to do? Put that in my mouth or something like that? And then he's like, ball! A little decoy.
Yeah, no, that's the greatest. So he, you know, he pulls it and he holds that out with his hand. And Spencer takes the bait. He's like, what is he doing with that hand? And then he slaps him. It does not even a punch. It's a slap.
Oh, it is.
So now his head is moved this way. And then he comes over the top with the fucking, you know, like it's almost like a cross hook. Bow! And then he pushes him in the chest, gets him again. And then his boy tries to step in. And this is the best part. His boy's about to step in and try to like, you know, save him from the ass whooping. And then Bloody Nose Boy, Boots, we'll call him Boots and his homie. That's when he ties him up and he's like, nah, bitch, you better calm down. So then Boots is going to work, piecing up Spencer. You could tell Spencer's bad when he's like this and he's like doing the flailing, like, no more.
I mean, the dude went full MMA on his ass, like rear naked choke, all the shit, putting him in a fucking arm bar, a leg bar. I don't know the terms, but he was putting him in every single position. It's like,
yeah.
At a certain point, the dude was just flexing that he was an MMA guy, which you probably don't want to flex in this scenario because that'll get you sued, right?
I mean, maybe his lawyer might do that, but you know, it's self-defense, bro.
He got attacked. I wish we knew what happened like at the beginning.
Yeah, either ways, Spencer Jones got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fine. You know, people got to take L's sometimes. It's just unfortunate that, you know, maybe if his lawyers weren't trying to do a PR run and call him like a superb guy and make it seem like he was a victim, you know, then the internet wouldn't care as much.
Right.
If he just took his L quietly and let his parents pay for his eye surgery, but his parents want to sue these guys and make it all this.
Well, okay, hold on. I don't know if this guy, is he a bad dude or something? The Spencer Williams guy?
Spencer Jones?
Spencer Jones?
I don't know that he's necessarily a bad guy, but it seems like he was being an asshole in the moment. But, you know, he's been drunk.
Right,
we don't know.
We don't really know what happened.
No.
And to get in a bar fight like that where you're kind of, like, it's fair to assume that the dude isn't an MMA guy. Like, granted, Spencer's like a foot taller than him, right? So he already thinks he probably has an advantage. So that's probably why he's picking on him.
Yeah.
Then the dude gets rocked, but like, I don't think anyone deserves a beatdown like that, dude. To almost lose your fucking eye? That's scary shit, man. And if you're a trained fighter like that, you probably shouldn't be bar fighting with dudes that aren't trained.
I disagree. I'm saying that in the 21st century, you should not be getting into bar fights because of that reason. So many people train MMA now. I've said it a million times. You should not be getting into that shit unless you're willing to consider that. That's my take.
Yeah, and I think, on the same side of the coin, I think you should be training MMA in case you do get into a bar fight.
Exactly. That's how I see it. He's pushing him in the bathroom. What the fuck are you going to do? And he's like, I'm sure what I'm going to do.
but he looked at his boy beforehand because he was like, you could tell they had like a little MMA activate, like eye contact. They were like, is this going to go down? And his friend's like, it's about to go down. And he's like,
yep.
Ha, that was straight from a movie. The way he looked at his boy, he's like, we about to do this right now? And his buddy's like, I think we have to.
They were so close to doing this.
MMA activate. Wow.
It was so close to this. It was like, you ready?
Yeah, exactly.
fucking ready, bro. You ready?
You got this, homie. I know you
got this shit.
Dude, you're the best striker in the fucking game. The best one I've ever seen. Let's go.
Look.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. They have no idea what's coming right now.
And then his boy being in the mirror like, look at me. Look at me, bitch. And then hard cut to just on
the
floor, man.
I didn't even see the fur jacket.
Oh, bro, it's a fur jacket.
Anyone, if you're in, I mean, you can wear a fur jacket, right? You know, but if you're inside of a bar and you've been in a bar, assuming it's pretty sweaty and hot in there, then you just kind of deserve to be punched at that point.
Because you kept it on?
Yeah. Because then it's more of like a, oh, you're just a douche. You know, you can wear one outside and you'd be like, yeah, this fur, I'm kind of a pimp. And you'd be like, that's pretty cool. But then you're in a sweaty bar.
And he had the turtleneck on.
Come on, bro.
He was doubled up. He was serving.
Should have lost both eyes.
No, that's Spencer Jones.
I think they're just
exaggerating. I think maybe one of those, you know, maybe that first fucking hook just like, you know, took him out right here. He fucked up his orbital or something. It can happen.
It was probably from when he got slammed into the fucking ground.
Or that, and you just never know.
That was the worst part. Hey.
Bro, speaking of like horrible injuries, I rewatched a clip of Robert Whittaker, Bobby Knuckles, fighting this dude, Jared Cannonier. And
Bobby Knuckles?
He's the dude who fought Izzy a little while back.
Oh, his nickname is Bobby Knuckles.
Yeah.
Okay.
He kicks this dude, Jared Cannonier's arm, and it broke. And his forearm broke. But I'd seen the clip recently where you actually hear it, and then you see the break.
Oh.
It's like smack. And then you see his forearm. It's got like this massive, like geometric angle.
Okay.
Like popping out. And then he just like takes it, and then he just keeps standing there like he's good.
Pain.
You know, tolerance. Internally, he's like, oh, ow, ow.
But mommy, just, I'm good.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm all right, bro.
I don't want to fight everybody anymore. I don't. He's like the grape lady.
I want my mommy. I want my mommy.
I just
and then he kicks me in the Oh shit. Hold on.
Speaking of, you know, we're just talking about weird rituals, like those two dudes like going up to each other being like this and like, you got this, you got it, bro, come on, you got it. Let's slam their ass. You've seen the TikToks of the guys at Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, and they go, damn, this shit bussing.
Oh yeah, and they just fucking, yeah.
And they dab
shit.
Each other up, and the one where he puts his fingers inside the other dude's mouth.
No!
It's like, bro, and the caption is like, these are getting way too crazy or something like that. And there's two dudes, and they do the same thing, and then the camera pans up, and the guy like opposing him has ranch all over his mouth, and the guy puts two fingers in his mouth, and the guy sucks the sauce off his finger. Oh yeah, here we go. You got it.
I damn, can't. You're good as fuck, bro.
Oh no, no. This is the first one.
I've seen this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Hey, they don't want to see us win. They do not. Never.
Do you have the sequel that I'm talking about?
The sequel? Like it's like a fucking the Fast and Furious franchise. Do you have the sequel to that?
No, it's not these guys. Never mind.
Man,
it's you gotta trust me. It's absurd.
What grossed me out about that is like, yo, sheer amounts of sauce on somebody, just like anywhere. It doesn't have to be like not necessarily the face. Like that shit just grosses me out. I don't know why. Just like if someone's hands like covered in barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, long, the hands and arm is worse than the face.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, because it's just sticky. Like it's just, you know what that just feels like. You can never wash that shit off.
It's just gross.
And then you like. Even if you wash it off, your hands stink like buffalo sauce for like the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to fucking go the extra mile. Blah.
Blah.
Chill
what
out.
Were you gonna say?
Now, speaking of kids getting hurt, I don't think we ever watched this on the podcast. I sent it in to the talking points chat. Yo, this video.
Yo, this. Oh, this is my favorite.
I don't know what website this is, but
did we not watch this?
I don't know. But speaking of little kids crying, I mean, we might as well just hit it.
Reddit.com or Reddit. What is this? Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit.
Reddit.
Reddit. Reddit.
Red IT. It's actually an IT forum.
Yeah, Red IT. Let that bang.
Let's see. Ow. Ow. Hit the bottom of my lungs.
This is what Jared Cannonier is feeling internally. All right, last fight thing. Can we see the Eddie Wineland shit? Just because, yeah. If we have the Eddie Wineland clip. No? Maybe? I think Kyle's got it. We'll bring up the Eddie Wineland clip. You should at least see this one before we move on from things getting their ass whooped.
He doesn't have it.
No? Kyle dug it up. Oh, you don't have it. Okay.
Fuck!
Nice.
You know what? Fuck this, dude. I quit.
That shit, oh, man. Eddie Wineland's head was getting beat around like the same way like a tongue hits a clitoris. Like, it was just like... It was bad, man. Oh.
Poor guy, dude.
It's like, man. If you just listened to... you know, if you just listen to his body, it would tell exactly what video he wants living rent-free inside of his head.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that, like, it's interesting also that his partner would never cheat on him without telling us that they would never cheat on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's also cool, like, you know, showing me your, you know, outrageous wealth. You know, what's your best, like, rich story, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's...
That lives in your head.
Yeah, tell me a time that you, I was trying to think of, you seen the, fuck TikTok, I'm just going to move on.
All right, let's talk about NFTs nuts.
Ooh, brother. Y'all know about NFTs?
Let's talk about NFTs because everyone, this is the new GameStop, by the way, everybody is fucking talking about NFTs.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know. Like, you just know this. There's like micro bubbles, I would say, like micro news bubbles, you know? That's what we were talking about a couple weeks ago when, like, on all of a sudden, come Monday, everyone stopped talking about GameStop.
Wait,
because the micro bubble popped. Come Monday. You know, you never been?
You never been to come Monday?
It's like TGIF or fucking, what is
it's
it?
Like TGIF
Fridays?
No, it's just TGIF. It's not thank God it's Friday. It's just thank God it's Friday.
TGIF. No, what's the restaurant?
Yeah, isn't it just TGIF?
Why am I like brain farting on this? I feel like people say the word Friday when they're talking about the restaurant.
TGI Fridays.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Def come Funk? Mondays is like that, but it's all gay sauce.
No, down here at come Mondays. We've partnered with LGBBQ to bring gay sauce to Saskatoon.
So like this is micro bubbles where it's like everyone in the world talks about it and then everyone fucking forgets about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because people are texting me that I haven't talked to in years being like, hey man, you heard about this NFT stuff? You getting into it?
You getting into it?
What? How is this the thing that you're going to text me about, you know?
Because now that Bitcoin is like $60,000 a coin, people want to get in on crypto. So they're hearing about NFT. I saw a naked AI painting sell for $200,000 Bitcoin. How can I capitalize on this, dude?
How can we make money on this, brother? I don't know if you've thought about this, but, you know, we could make some serious coin.
Now, for those who don't know, NFT stands for not fucking talking anymore.
About this anymore.
Yeah. It's actually a phrase that you use like when your girlfriend or significant other is just badgering you about something you're done with. But yeah. Why don't you like this movie, NFT?
Not fucking talking about this.
NFT. I just don't understand NFT.
Yeah, that's the that's like the I'm frustrated safe word.
Yeah.
NFT.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. NFT.
And no matter who says it, you have to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
NFT. All right, fine. Clearly, you're not in the right. Fine. You know? You don't want to talk about it? That's fine.
We need to talk. Ah, NFT. Oh, boy. NFT.
So, anyways, yeah. Everyone's talking about NFTs, right?
It stands for non-fungible token.
Yeah, it's basically like a digital collectible, which in the beginning people were like, no one is going to do this. What do you mean people are going to pay for an image that you can just share for free online? But now they're taking off, right? In the past like 3 weeks or something like that, NBA Top Shot is doing $20 million in sales volume over the past 24 hours or something like that. It's pretty incredible. Dude, my Top Shot collection, I paid $14 for a pack and it's worth like $4,000 now. My moments. Something like that.
What?
Yeah, I just did some like basic like calculations on it just in terms of like I was looking at the recent sales of the cards I have and the minimum value they're going for. And based off that, like my collection is worth like almost $4,000.
How did I like what?
Yeah.
You just and bought.
Well, they do like drops, but they don't really, you have to be like part of the Discord in order to get notified.
I see.
I'm not like super deep into it. Like Marcus is kind of helping us through it.
Sure.
But like we somehow were able to get the first, one of the packs they did like a, you know, sort of like legendary moment pack or something like that. And they dropped that like 2-3 weeks ago and we got, somehow Marcus got notified. He let us know and we got in line and we were like, 80,000th out of, and they were only selling like 9,000 of these packs or something like that.
Bro, you guys just digitally stood outside of the Supreme store.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because they randomly pick your place in line. And then once you know that you're going to get one, then that's when you wait.
No, I know, but you still digitally stood outside of the Supreme store.
Yeah, we basically did. Yeah. But it's cool, you know, you get to know other hypebeasts and yeah, it's fun. It's just,
that's where the fuck we're at. We're just taking the Supreme store and bringing that to your living room.
It's so true.
Just fucking like, oh, wait, fuck, dude, I'm sorry, man, I got a dip. The NBA Top Shot drop. I'll see you later, bro. All right.
That's what I was doing when we were doing that Q&A for that college.
Yeah.
What college was that? That we were, I forget, it was some small school, right? I was buying a pack on my second monitor. I was waiting in line. And it went for sale right at the end. I was just in line the whole time.
What? Babe, I can't, dude. Card Cypher just joined the line, dude. This guy's huge. I need to... Yo! Bro!
Yo, what's up, dude? Long time no see, man. What's up?
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Just hoping I can get a pack today.
Oh, yeah, dude. I hope you do too, man. I hope you do too.
Yeah. You got
one? I'm worth like $2 million off this shit?
No way.
Yeah, man. Top shot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you do in the other world?
What do you mean?
Like, what's like your other world job? Like, what do you do?
Oh, got you. I'm actually the manager of a Jack in the Box.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Or soon to be manager. I'm hoping to get promoted soon. Right now, sure. I'm kind of working the fry station or whatever.
But hey, man, fries are an art, dude. Not everyone can cook them right.
Yeah, but in this world, dude, I am the top shotter.
Oh, for sure. I can see that, dude.
Oh, yeah. You should see the Zion moment I own, dude.
Yo, are those fucking NFT limited edition Jordans for your character?
Yes, they are, my friend. Glad you recognize them. I got them from You know, the who's the business is booming kid?
Yo, you got it from the virtual Ben Kicks?
Ben Kicks, dude. Yeah, I got it from his little, I heard, got it from in virtual chat, man.
I heard that since he went to jail, like they just had to hire a bunch of like, you know, bots. Like they basically took every video of his and created a bot out of him. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. But let me just tell you this, business is booming.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
For sure. I fucking love VR, man.
So that's what it was like. I was doing that when we were doing that college Q&A. I was
just buying a fucking pack of cards.
Yeah, but I bought this pack and then.
That's crazy.
Now it's worth a lot of money.
Congrats, dude.
So, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
How's it feel?
I'm not trying to flex or anything, but like I'm in deep on this NFT business, all right?
Yeah, you're clearly minted from it, bro.
No, but I really do like Top Shot, okay? But that's just a good example of like how popular NFTs are right now. There was like the pack that I got was we were in line for like a base set pack. You know, it's like the least valuable one or whatever. And there's still like 50,000 people waiting to get a spot in line to get this pack.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the things.
Well, everybody's shilling it. You know, Logan Paul.
I hate to bring him up again, but Logan Paul is for some reason he's so good at like not being ahead of trends, but being the first one just behind the trend. You know what I'm saying? Like he's really good at like taking action right as something is becoming popular, like Pokemon, whatever. He's years behind this shit. Like Marcus was working on an NFT company 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
When all these companies, Rarible, like I'm pretty sure that's when they all were created, was like in the first crypto boom. But Logan Paul is really good. So he partnered with this company. He made his own NFT, which is basically just a card with like some really shitty, like it looked like they hired a Twitter fan to make that art on the front of the card. Right? I mean, yeah. It was like a joke for like a $2,000 card. That's what he was selling them for. The art was like pretty basic.
Yeah.
Like you could hire someone to do that for $20.
Yeah.
And so he's made $5 million off these things already.
Which
right?
Is
he
insane.
Sold like, and they were kind of linked to like if you buy one of these cards, then you're in a raffle to get one of the Pokemon things that he got, like the Pokemon sets or whatever that he's been selling. No, that's not it.
No?
No. It looks different. That's I think a fan render or something like that.
That's sick.
Yeah, no.
I definitely want to pay.
Look
for
it up
that.
On OpenSea, OpenSea.io, Luke. So I'm looking it up. So he sells like a couple thousand of these things, right? Makes $5 million.
Just a cool
So I'm curious,
million.
A cool 5 milli. So I was curious, like, you know, about how much of a bubble this really is right now. And I'm looking up like trade volume. Cause like that's one of the things. Top Shot is the top NFT thing right now based on trade volume because there's so many people buying these things and trading them.
Yeah.
After the fact, which lets you know that people like feel like there's value to these things, right? It's like, I want that. Here's mine. I want to buy that one. I want to sell this one. But Logan Paul, there's like sales volume was like 100 grand or something like that in the last week or something like that, or maybe 24 hours, but on $5 million worth of cards sold, which means most people are just buying them and then not doing anything with them.
Which is, that's the worst part of it is like, he's just taxing people. Like it doesn't actually use the technology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's, on one hand, there's these systems, marketplaces, and that's why Top Shot is so cool. It's like an all-in-one custom card. Yeah. Pull it up real fast. This is the custom card.
Uh-oh.
No. Oh, that's what he... Okay, well, it looks... I mean, the art looked totally different on the website, on the actual marketplace where you could buy them.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that.
Those are cool, though. I definitely want
like,
to pay for that.
Go to OpenSea and just search Logan Paul. And, like, it's like a little anime version of Logan Paul.
Imagine paying for a hentai image of Logan Paul.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those are free somewhere.
So there's this like world where Top Shot exists, which is cool because the cards are like incredible. There are like little animated replays of some of the best sports moments. And then you can see, you know, there's like different holographic versions of everything. You can see a serial number, so you know like which one you have. The lower the serial number, the higher value it is.
Yeah.
And then you can, there's like a built-in marketplace, so you can sell and buy from people. And like all the other NFT stuff, like there's like, you know, digital versions of like games like Magic the Gathering and stuff, where you can buy these cards and you can play with each other and stuff like that. But the Logan Paul thing is just this one-off collectors. I guess it's basically like an art piece, right? It's like Rarible or whatever. You can buy NFT art where it's just one of a kind. Here, I'm selling this. It's one of one or one of 2,000. Buy it if you want. And then you can sell it later on like a marketplace like OpenSea. But it's like...
Who's the market
What did you say?
It's like, who's the market for that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's at that
Other
point,
people
like,
that want the card?
That's why I say that's the worst part about it, is like, it sounds like he's doing something that's really modern and really forward, but he's not. He's just selling a fucking hoodie. It's the same thing. Like his fans just buy the shit, and they're like, now I have the NFT Logan Paul card, and if they put that out on any
It's a little scammy. It feels like a scam to me, because... I looked at it for a long time, because I was like, is this something like NFT art, where I'm going to buy this and hang on to it, and then I'm glad I like, you know, own the ownership to this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like all the NFT art that's being traded on websites like Rarible are really fucking cool. Like the artist puts a lot of time into it.
Yeah, I mean, some artists I follow started doing like AI generated art, and it was like super interesting. And even that AI nude image that I referenced before. I don't know if Luke had brought up an example of that, but there's like a couple of these like nude abstract paintings that were done with like AI. They're actually super dope. And I think they're dope because they're clearly generated from like a specific mix.
Oh, thank you.
Of, you know, obviously nude images. And it creates like this truly like probably a one of a kind production. And you're like, fuck, that actually is pretty sweet. And I can conceptually understand why you'd want to have that. I cannot understand why you would just pay for this NFT art that really a lot of people have and no one will actually ever want. I cannot imagine ever putting out Logan Paul NFT and anyone being I need that.
There is a chance in like 10 years that people are going to be like, wait, did you get that Logan Paul card? The only one he ever made?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I mean, it's like kind of, there are real life equivalents to that too. It's like so-and-so company that made 1,000 of these things and never made it ever again, right?
It's totally possible, yeah.
But I don't think that's what they're banking on. I think it feels more like, let's just get in on this right now and make a bunch of money. And then, you know, 2,000 people are stuck with this place on a blockchain that is actually worth nothing. But now I have $5 million in my account. That's kind of what it feels like to me. But maybe I'm wrong. I like, you know, this could be like the opinion of someone 2 years ago where they're like, I don't understand this. Who would ever pay for crypto art? And now like tons of people are.
Yeah.
Luke, totally. Did you find it? The actual image?
I'm still in the way of this is just scamming.
This
fans.
Is it right here.
Bro.
Like, come on, dude.
Come on, son. Come on, son. This is like one of those images. It's like, Logan, I drew you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you joking
That's
me,
what
man?
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Logan Paul made $3.5 million in one day.
Oh,
so
my God.
So they were
$2,000
each. And I feel like the most of the people that bought them are just like, all right, let's see what happens. Like,
no.
Just going to buy it. And it's just kind of like, yeah, total. Look at the reply there. Total sales, $5 million.
And the price was one Ethereum? Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's still there's still 414 left. Should we get in on it?
Oh yeah. Yo, that art is free somewhere.
I know.
That art is free somewhere.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like I don't understand the value. It's not tied to anything besides this like weird raffle he's doing for Pokemon packs. It's not like tied to anything in real life. It's not, it doesn't have cool art. There's no community around it. So I just don't understand what the purpose of this was, but just to make fast money off this shit. Which dude, people say, you could say, yeah, you're just angry. You didn't make a bunch of money off this, but it's like, it doesn't feel like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's really actually taking advantage of the technology. It feels like it's trying to exploit it. Like there's going to be now with this NFT boom, there's going to be tons and tons of just junk.
Yeah.
People trying to make fast money. And this kind of feels to me like it's one of those.
Well, you know, I cannot imagine that this image appreciates even in 10 years.
But this is what I'm saying. It's not really about the image. Like they clearly didn't actually give a fuck about the art.
But isn't that,
it's
like,
more about the, I own one of these Logan Paul cards.
Yeah, but isn't that part of it though? Like you're paying for something that like has some value that doesn't just look like a copy and paste of a, you know, Hearthstone card. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I just can't see how. I'm just trying to say, Luke, like when I look at other NFT things, like what you're talking about, like with NBA Top Shop, you're owning something unique. It has like a certain value that's like, I guess intrinsic, or like, you know, you look at it and you're like, wow, this is special. Look at this. I'm proud I own this. And maybe people get that from Logan Paul cards, but I just don't see how a majority of people would be interested in owning this. For example, if you showed that NBA Top Shop card to someone, and you're like, yeah, there's only like 150 of these, and like I have it. Someone may look at that and go, that is so fucking dope. I'm actually compelled to want to own that. You know, how much does it cost? Wow, that's interesting. I would be willing to pay that much because I think that's cool. I just, you know, this to me feels like, all right, 15-year-olds, figure out how to use your mom's credit card to like buy Ethereum and then, you know, buy one of these cards.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know. Maybe we're wrong, but and Luke said, to be clear, this isn't the art. It's a thumbnail where he's holding the card you get. But the problem is like on the original, whatever company he used to do this with, like on the original marketplace website, this was the art you see. On OpenSea, this is the art you see. So like for all intents and purposes, this is the art that you're buying. It's not the ones he's holding. Like on every marketplace, it shows this.
Yeah. Well, Even him illustrated as Pikachu just doesn't sound like it's worth $2,000 to me. some unique, you know, image of Michael Jordan, you know, dunking on somebody, that makes sense to like pay $2,000 for, you know. Even what you're talking about, NBA Top Shop, what if they're taking like, you know, not previously aired angles of certain moments in sports that are like really important to people, and you can own like this one angle, and if you pay for it, you have like the full res version of it. It's like, that's cool, you know.
Yeah,
Logan Paul is fucking Pikachu.
Let's compare this to let's compare this to other ones that are like really popular right now. The first one that we have is CryptoPunks. So this is, so these are all this is like one of the first NFT projects. It's like,
that's crazy. You know,
pixel art basically of different faces. And they're all selling for like 50K. One sold for like $1 million or something like that.
And what did they start out at?
Yeah. I think they were free. You could just claim them in the beginning.
So it's like the people now they're have worth kind of put a value ton, on
and
this.
Every day they're selling. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to do a computer guy thing real fast. Okay, so yeah, in the past 24 hours, one of these CryptoPunks that looks like a zombie sold for $312,000. And then another one sold for $125,000. Another one sold for $125,000. But to me, I understand this a little bit more because it's like each one is unique, right? They're building out this like character. If you like the art style, then, you know, each one is like a little bit different than the other one, and it feels like more of like a community, like a world. They're building
that,
a world,
but I also think like you're kind of, I think with something like this, you're like actually buying into crypto. Like if this is one of the first NFT projects, you know, you're like supporting something that, you know, in its own way, like crypto has its own culture. So something like this, it might be cool to people who are involved in crypto all the way back whenever this started. And they're like, oh yeah, this dude is like using blockchain tech to kind of, you know, capture culture and document it and, you know, like, you know, provide art and all that. And so people wanting to trade this, I see this more as what NFT is supposed to be used for, where people are engaging in like virtual assets and virtual currency and blah, 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 or digital, whatever. And the other part that's crazy about these prices is these seem insane, but this is just because there's a whole bunch of people that got rich off of crypto and like they can trade at these levels, which is like really crazy to think about.
I know.
You know, like these numbers.
I mean, do I think something like this is worth $1 million? Like, no, I don't think that, no. But clearly it is because they're fucking selling for $1 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this the same way that, you know, you could take what I just said about Logan Paul's Pikachu and say, I don't get how, you know, one of these characters is worth $1 million. I just think it's a little bit easier to make a case for something like this, just marginally, that this is something that appeals to a lot of people, you know? And if you blew up in crypto.
Well, I think because this also demonstrates like a lot of the qualities of real life collectibles.
Yes.
Where like the little like teddy bear statues or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a shit ton of them, or Build-A-Bears or whatever the fuck. There's a ton of them. I don't know who
you
collects Build-A-Bears.
Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies, yeah. There's like a ton of them. They're all subtly a little bit different or obviously different, but they all live in the same world. And you build this environment where if you're investing in this, you're involved in the whole crypto punks world.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you learn about this certain hat or the certain cigarette that one's smoking or whatever. That's what's cool about collectibles and real life collectibles. The Logan Paul thing was just like, here's 2,000 of the same thing. Who knows if we'll ever do this again?
Yeah. 100%.
That's not really.
100%.
What
else
do we
have? That's why I don't say it's a little scammy. I think it's big scammy.
Yeah.
Scamming. Bruh.
What were the other like worst of NFTs that we have? Pepe. Oh yeah, I was looking at that one today. Oh yeah, there's William Shatner cards. And there's like meme cards, basically. But again, like both of these, what is this? Pepe.hero, Wally's Street Regrets.
Wally's Street Regrets. Yo, speaking of Wall Street, I gotta give a big shout out to WSB. Shout out Wall Street Bets, man.
For what?
They put me in their.
What did they do?
They cut another little trailer and they used my FinDesk bit from TikTok in there. I can pull Let's it see. Up. It's you know, I don't know who threw me in, but thanks. I'm happy to be a part of, you know, the war against the billionaires. Deep fucking Value posted recently, bro.
Oh, what did he say?
He just gave an update of where his portfolio is at. He's still holding.
Really?
I think he's kind of in a bind. I feel like he kind of has to hold because if he were to sell, you know, maybe that's how he gets pinched. So he has to demonstrate that he actually believes in the company, something like that.
What happened with the whole investigation thing?
I don't know what the result
of that is. Or didn't he testify?
Yeah, he did. And he was like saying a whole bunch of meme shit to the judge.
Was he really?
Yeah, like he made a couple jokes, I think.
Hold on, I got to pause. I'm lagging again.
Dang.
I'll be back.
You're back? All right.
You want to do a test?
Yeah, let's run this WSB. Smash it.
Oh, yeah, smash it.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. Yeah. He referenced, I'm not a cat. Like, he, yeah. Anyway, let's smack that. Smack that.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Cheers. Happy Friday. Happy holidays. I hope everyone's having a great week. Surprise.
We're making a name for ourselves.
Wall Street Bets is probably more powerful than any single investor. I'm not coming on here in the morning reading Reddit.
No. But is this legal? It depends.
And this fair share is a bullshit concept.
It's an investment algorithm site. It's called FinDesk. And to use it is so easy. You start by FinDesk.
That's great.
One day when the trading is done, we'll take our game.
That's what he should have done, dude.
Man.
At 40 million, he should have done that.
Should have just got the fuck out. Damn,
Daniel.
Anytime we clown Logan Paul, I always think of one comment we got on a very early episode, which was, "You fool sound fucking jealous." Man, you guys sound jealous.
Would I like to make $5 million in one day? Would I like to do that? I would love to do that. I would love to make $5 million in one day. Yeah. But
I just don't know how.
There's also... Sorry, okay. I'm fucking lagging again. I hate my computer, dude.
You're lagged, bro.
Sucks.
It's all right. We got time.
I'm just going to say that I think it was worth a conversation because NFT is such a hot topic, and I actually am really, really interested in it. I think that digital collectibles are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's worth discussing. Like, it was one of the biggest drops ever. It's definitely worth discussing, you know?
Yeah. I think my issue with it is... You know, and we don't know Logan, so we can't talk about what his motives are. But in general, it seems like since the pandemic hit, you know, it seems like larger creators keep coming up with these little schemes to pick up big, big dollars in a short run. And they're very cleverly masked as, you know, raffles and chances to this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, the fuck is going on, man? Just make some videos. The fucking money you make is not enough. Nah, you know, I'm just gonna
name some names.
Sorry.
Name some names.
All right. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. So that's where I have trouble viewing it innocently. It's just like, oh, this is Logan with an interest in NFT, and he wants to involve his audience, and that's great. Because that, you know. There's a certain echelon of creator that doesn't operate like that. You know, they like to present it that way, but really it's just like, okay, get mommy's credit card. Da-ching, da-ching, da-ching. They're no better than Fortnite. It's doing the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of kid would figure out how to buy one of those cards, though. It's like you need to download MetaMask, you have to connect MetaMask with your browser, then you have to fund your MetaMask wallet, and then you have to buy it with WEETH, not ETH. And it's like, who the fuck? I really think it's just 2,000 crypto nerds that bought this card just in case something happens because Logan Paul is so popular.
That's probably what it is. That's 100% what it is, actually. It's a bunch of probably dudes who are balling off crypto. They're like, yeah, I'll buy this dumbass Logan Paul card.
Yeah, just in case. It's worth it. I can lose 2K. I'm pissed at that.
I can fucking eat shit on that. I wipe my ass with 10.
We're going to be... I can't wait until we're like eating our own dicks because that card is worth $1 million in 5 years.
Whatever, man. And then fucking...
And clips of us making fun of it.
Yeah, and then I'm sure at that point a house in America will cost $20 million. It's like it's all relative.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. That's like a weird commentary on inflation.
That's why a lot of this, man, come on. That's why a lot of this shit
is
the way it is. Go ahead.
I'm saying that was like a weirdly apt description on why a lot of people are buying into crypto right now.
I mean, bro, that's what it is. People are getting on crypto and Wall Street bets and all that because the whole of America is down fucking bad right now. And they want to fix their shit. So... Anyone, and even if you're in that category of someone who's like balled out on crypto, you're still like trying to make sure you're one step ahead because you know what it was like to be in this shit and you're like, man, I've instead of spending $2,000 on this, I'll put it on a Logan Paul card because that could come back to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's also like, I don't know if I've said this in the past, but it's also like the biggest asymmetric opportunity we'll ever see in our lifetimes. And like everyone's lifetimes. In terms of, right now I can figure out how to invest $100 and make 1,000 times my money. Like that's never been a thing.
No.
And now all of a sudden with crypto, it is because it's like brand new and it's like the gold rush. It's like you just find gold, you know? I don't know if that's true, but you know what I'm saying? Like right now it's like people are just figuring out ways to make 1,000x their money and it's like, it's very unique.
Here's my like, and not trying to be whatever. I'm skeptical on crypto long term because I feel it doesn't completely operate independent of like the powers that be. Like in India, like Bitcoin was like overnight, like done. It's just banned. You can't use it. And China banned it before. And there's like some kid on Reddit who's like, I had to sell all my Bitcoin today because, you know, my government is like fucking corrupt and you can't own it. So
I don't know. I kind of think that like just as super centralized internet use is really scary, I think truly decentralized finance and decentralized internet is also kind of scary because they're just like no controlling what the fuck, you know, child porn, drug, whatever the fuck that, you know, in a truly decentralized web, all that stuff. I don't think it can exist. How do you create organizations to make sure that stuff doesn't happen? You know?
No, for sure. You know, I'm not here to really give like the solution. I'm just saying, I'm skeptical like on all these gains in crypto. Cause what I see is fucking the powers that be say, nah, we don't like this. They just snuff it out somehow. I don't know what that looks like, but I feel like they have the ability to do that. You know, or they're just like, nah, you know, you guys are making too much money. All right, if you own crypto, tax rate is 80%. You're like, what? It's like, yeah, well, it is what it is. It's ours now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just my, like, you know, and all this cool ass shit just goes out the window. You know, or everyone moves to Puerto Rico.
Way harder to track, though. It really is. You could transfer a $10 million worth of Ethereum to like a cold storage wallet and no one would ever know.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
Besides that little point on the blockchain, but they would never know who the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's way harder. That's what I was saying. You know, like a truly decentralized.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. That's
actually possible.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just a fucking moron and I should start getting in a little bit more. I got back into Ethereum a little bit, just a little. I'm not really, you know, now I'm down. But it goes back up. What goes down goes back up. That's what they say.
Exactly. Fuck, we didn't talk about Justin Bieber's car, dude.
Aw. Speaking of spending your fucking money in stupid-ass ways.
I liked it. You don't like it?
I mean, it's cool. It's just fucking dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I understand luxury, but I've never understood taking a luxury car and doing a whole bunch of modifications like that to it. Like when I think modifying a car, just like improve it so it can like do something better, not to just, I don't know, turn it to a Hot Wheels car. It's cool. He's clearly bored.
It's pretty wild to drop, what, $250,000 on a car like that and just rebuild it?
Yeah.
Like, it looks nothing like, they used nothing. They took all the shit off.
Yeah.
They like refabricated parts for the side. Like, it just looks completely different.
Yeah, Luke, pull it up.
Yeah, here, Luke's got to pull it up. Let's see it, Luke.
This to me is a Logan Paul NFT card. Just like, you spend a bunch of fucking money and then now you just have like this toaster car.
This looks like something that Silver Surfer would drive. Yeah. You know? It's cool, man. I think it's cool.
I just can't get over like the capped off wheels. You know, man, I will say hats off to Justin for creating like, you know, a 1950s retro future concept of a car and driving that shit around. This is like definitely what they thought the future looked like in 1920.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. You're definitely right.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to give Justin even one step further and say he's actually ahead of the curve because, you know, covered wheels, I think that's my big prediction. Covered wheels is about to be the hot shit in 2023.
So invest in covered wheels, everyone. You heard the man.
Yeah.
This is the prediction. And I'm always fucking predict shit that comes true on this podcast. So
I'm bullish on covered wheels, man. You know what makes me say that is Formula One is actually moving to that. And it wouldn't surprise me if like Mercedes and figures out some weird benefit from covered wheels. And they're like, all right, we're going to release a car with covered wheels. And then it'll just, you know,
it'll be a
stupid ass trend that takes off. I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about ever.
Neither do I, dude. Neither do I. I just regurgitate what I hear from other stuff, you know, and other people that are smarter than me.
Yeah. I just...
But I will say this. I did own a CryptoKitty when they first came out, so that's proof.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do.
What's it worth now? It's got to be worth a decent amount.
No. I think I just had, like, one of the basic... I bought, like, the... least valuable one, and I think it's still. Let's see. Let me check. We can end after this because I have to fix my fucking delay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. My kitties.
Okay.
Oh, damn. I got 1, 2, 3. I have 4 kitties.
Nice. What are they worth, man?
I got a Gen. Okay. Let's see what my Gen 10 is worth.
Luke is asking if you forgot to feed your Neopets.
How do I see how much this thing's worth?
Dude, you're going to find out you're like a fucking CryptoKitty millionaire right now. That would be so dope if live on the podcast you're like, I have a fucking $1 million.
Okay, you know what? I gotta do more research into what this one's actually like or what this one's actually worth. So I have 4 of them though. That's pretty cool.
All right, let's find it out for the bonus.
Anyways. Yeah, sure. Thanks for watching, guys. Everyone. Sorry.
We'll see you in the bonus. Weird, and like, Cody won't lag. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Peace.